today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamun alaikum, welcome. Yes, this is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which we want to speak about how to deal with sin.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, 7th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Mihr, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, as usual. We are Muslim. We start everything with the Holy Quran. For this episode, we'll listen to verse 31 of chapter An-Nisa. Of course, after that, we'll learn about the important point in this holy verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
If you avoid the major sins which you are forbidden, we will remove from you your lesser sins and admit you to a noble entrance into paradise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is understood from this verse that sins are divided into two groups, the minor sins and the major sins. We also recite in Surah Al-Kahf, number 18, verse 49, that on the Day of Judgment, when sinners see the record of their evil deeds, they say, "What a book this is. It does not omit a small one, nor a great one." According to the Islamic literature, a great sin is a sin for which Allah has promised fire to its performer. So, how to deal with sin? Islam teaches that Allah has sent guidance to human beings through His prophets and books of revelation. Believers are expected to follow that guidance to the best of their ability. Islam defines sin as an act which goes against the teachings of Allah. All human beings sin. As none of us is perfect, Islam teaches that Allah, who created us and all of our imperfections, knows this about us and is all-forgiving, merciful, and compassionate. What is the definition of a sin? Prophet Muhammad once said, righteousness is good character, and sin is that which wavers in your heart and which you do not want people to know about.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we want to talk about an important topic to answer this question, that how do I overcome my guilt? Periodically, some questions come to our minds that, for example, in my past, I have done some shameless things such as bad actions that I tortured some and I bothered some others. I've stopped these particular sins yet, and I am in constant fear that I will be exposed or punished in this life or next life for who I actually was, and that my future will be ruined. And what happens to me in the day of judgment, and how will I be judged then? So to try and avoid this, we sometimes might refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing tawbah or repentance, but still we are a bit worried, and some waswasa or baseless misgivings comes to us, and actually we are tempted by Shaitan and in the fear of not being accepted for some reasons. First of all, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to brought such thinkings to us, because this is sort of sincerity for transforming ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, we understood something we did was wrong, and now we are on the verge of changing. I mean, we are looking for a way to change and to get better towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Come with me. We want to speak about this sense. Don't despair in the mercy of Allah Almighty. What a big concept. Why? Because of the fact that we stated that we committed some very serious sins in the past. We can hear our regret, our remorse, fear, as well as our deep sadness in this question is a sign that Allah Almighty wants good for us. It's obvious that we are very sorry and do want to repent. We know a lot of times we commit a sin and then we get stuck with that sin and we don't really know how to get over it. We struggle with the feelings of guilt, shame, and condemnation after committing a sin. At times, we were absolutely crushed and felt like we were constantly failing. We are saying we have sinned a lot and we have lost all iman we had. So it's natural to feel bad about sin. Right now, turn to Allah Almighty and say, "Oh Allah, forgive me." Just that simple.
Allahu Allah.
This is today's special. We're speaking about amazing tips to stop sinning. We need to supervise and hold ourselves accountable because the seventh Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, in a narration states that every day if you do not hold yourself accountable, or at least every few days, once a week, once a month, you are not one of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. I need to reflect on the rewards of my deeds and my actions. Jannah and what can be said about paradise and whatever can't be imagined in the minds, whatever the eyes have not seen, whatever the ears have not heard, whatever the heart has not comprehended, is in paradise.
We need to first of all have an understanding of the impact of sins on our lives. If I don't have an understanding, a real understanding of the impacts of sins on my life and my afterlife, then I'm going to treat it as if it's nothing. I'm going to treat it something as simple as drinking water. It doesn't, you know, that's how some of us, that's how sin has become. I sin every day and I go on with my life as if nothing has happened. As if it's not a big deal, as if I'm not doing anything. So first of all, I need to understand what's going on when I'm sinning. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Dua Kumail, he says, Allahumma ighfir li al-dhunub allati tahbisu al-dua. Allahumma ighfir li al-dhunub allati taqta'u al-raja. Allahumma ighfir li al-dhunub. He says that the sins, they have an impact on my life, on my spirituality, on my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sins stop the dua from reaching Allah. When I keep praying, my prayer is basically going to be stopped. Because the sins, so they take away the potential that my dua may have, and they stop and they limit my dua. Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunuba allati taqta'u ar-raja. Sins, they disconnect my hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a very big impact on our lives. So we need to treat sin the way it's supposed to be treated. And sometimes we have to wake up to the reality of the effects and the harms of sin. Sins have an impact on us. Right now, if you go and you drink poison, what's going to happen to your body? Your body is going to suffer. Your body is going to start collapsing. Some sins, they have that impact on our heart, on our soul, on our spirituality, but we don't realize it. Allah says in the Quran, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksubun." Everything that they do, every bad action, it leaves a rust on your heart, a black dot on your heart, until your heart is completely rusted. Then your heart does not connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no connection with God. Just like when you have cholesterol, you go to the heart doctor. The doctor says your arteries are 70% clogged. Then you go a year later, your arteries are 80% clogged. You reach a point, they do a surgery, they fix it with stents here and there. You reach a point, they say, nope, this person is their heart. You need a heart transplant. You need to have another heart. Your heart is not going to work anymore. This heart is not viable for your success. Similarly, this is what sins do.
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about sin. That's interesting for all of us. Of course, the same as the concept of repentance. So we continue to know about this topic more and more. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.